KJAN Sports.
It's time now for a check of sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update brought to you this morning by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Let's take a look at sports here this morning. The Western Iowa Conference All-Conference basketball teams have been announced. The Western Iowa Conference Boys Player of the Year is Jack Tarks of Trainer, and he heads up the first team selections, along with his teammate Jack Stogdill, Leighton Nelson of Tri-Center, Raiden Groby of AHSTW, John Schwarty of Trainer, Clayton Akers of AHSTW, Trey Melby of Logan Magnolia, and Ethan Alfers of Tri-Center make up the first team picks. Second team selections include Colby Keller of IKM Manning, Skyler Schultes of Audubon, Blake Hall of Underwood, Sam Porter of AHSTW, Colton Brandt of IKM Manning, Gavin Bartolini of Missouri Valley, Drake Woods of Riverside, Dylan Kennard of Logan Magnolia, Parker Behrens of IKM Manning, and Amos Rasmussen of IKM Manning, second team selections. The Western Iowa Conference Girls Player of the Year, Kaylee Jones of AHSTW, and she heads up the first team picks along with Kylie Morrison of Logan Magnolia, Aaliyah Hermanson of Audubon, Kinsey Scheffler of AHSTW, Alexa Ehrenholz of IKM Manning, Lexi Branning of IKM Manning, Violet Lapke of Logan Magnolia, and Claire Denning of AHSTW are first team picks. Second team selections this season, J.C. Christensen of Audubon, Mandy Stogdill of Trainer, Claire Harris of AHSTW, Morgan Herman of Missouri Valley, Claire Teagland of Trainer, Emily Thompson of Logan Magnolia, Aaron McMains of Underwood, and Leah Subert of Audubon all were second-team picks. Well, the already delayed professional sports seasons in North America could be on hiatus for significantly longer than first planned. New recommendations from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention on Sunday night seem to suggest that sports in this country could be, for all intents and purposes, gone until May, if not later. That's twice as long as the 30-day shutdowns that the NBA, the NHL, and Major League Soccer decided to put into place last week. The league suspensions were in response to the global coronavirus pandemic that's already made a deep impact on the U.S. financial markets and has been blamed for at least 64 deaths in this country. Major League Baseball also was going with what essentially was a 30-day shutdown after canceling the rest of spring training and pushing back the start of regular season play for 2 weeks. Opening day was to have been March 26th. Also, Greece's Olympic Committee says the handover ceremony for the Olympic flame for the Tokyo Games scheduled this Thursday will take place behind closed doors as part of efforts to contain the coronavirus outbreak. Greek health authorities have warned all people to stay at home and have shut restaurants, bars and cafes, ski resorts, hair salons and movie theaters to curb the virus. Greece currently has 331 confirmed cases and 4 deaths. A New York Yankees minor league prospect has tested positive for the coronavirus. The Yankees didn't identify the player, who's the first known player affiliated with Major League Baseball to contract COVID-19. The team said the player had spent his entire time at the minor league complex in Tampa, Florida, and hadn't been over at the main stadium and facilities used by the major leaguers. NCAA Vice President of Men's Basketball Dan Gavitt says brackets won't be created for the NCAA men's and women's basketball tournaments that were canceled due to coronavirus concerns. The men's NCAA tournament field had been scheduled to be announced yesterday, and Gavitt says there's not an authentic way to produce tournament fields and brackets at this point without speculating. College basketball's showcase was canceled Thursday, and that led to suggestions from coaches and athletic directors to release brackets for the event, even though it won't happen this year. The Marlins became the first organization to completely close their complex, sending players home from Jupiter, Florida. The Rangers followed suit, closing down their camp in Arizona. Major League Soccer has extended the moratorium on team training through Friday. MLS announced a 30-day suspension of match play on Thursday because of the coronavirus. The Seattle Sounders say a member of the team's support staff is in isolation after testing positive for COVID-19. The MLS team says the individual did not have access to the general public and only had access to the team in controlled areas during the game. The team said no players or coaches have reported having any symptoms related to coronavirus. The Texas racetrack that hosts the Formula One U.S. Grand Prix and other motor racing series announced its closing indefinitely after a series of cancellations because of concerns about the virus. The Circuit of the Americas in Austin was supposed to host the MotoGP Grand Prix of Americas on April 5th and the IndyCar Challenge on April 26th. Both of those races have been canceled. The New York State Olympic Regional Development Authority says all of the ski areas and venues that it manages have suspended operation. Closures include all Nordic and Alpine ski resorts, including Mount Van Hovenburg in Lake Placid, Bel Air Mountain Ski Resort in the Catskills, Gore Mountain in North Creek, and Whiteface Mountain in Wilmington near Lake Placid. All Lake Placid Olympic sites will also be closing, including the Olympic Jumping Complex, Olympic Sports Complex, the Olympic Oval, and the Olympic Center, including its museum and retail shops. Professional soccer is shutting down in Mexico following Sunday's matches, which were already being played with no fans present as a precaution. The measure applies to the top men's flight and second division, as well as the fledgling women's league. Soccer officials said in a statement that the suspension would remain in effect until it's determined that it's safe to restart play in coordination with Mexico's health department. Brazil's Soccer Confederation has suspended all competitions under its control due to the coronavirus outbreak. The tournaments affected include the Men's Brazilian Cup, the two top tiers of the Women's Brazilian Championship, as well as women's tournaments. The men's top-tier Brazilian championship is scheduled to begin in April. That decision does not affect state championships currently being played. Some matches were held without any fans this weekend in Sao Paulo and Rio de Janeiro. Sao Paulo, Rio, and other state soccer bodies are set to decide today on their course of action. College athletes who play spring sports have a lot of free time after conferences announced they were suspending or canceling competitions because of concern about the spread of the new coronavirus. That happened after the NCAA announced Thursday it was canceling all spring sports championships along with remaining winter championships. Some good news came Friday when the NCAA Division I Council Coordination Committee informed schools that spring athletes would be given another year of eligibility to make up for their lost season. That still doesn't take away the sting for athletes who are sitting idle for the rest of the spring. The United Center ownership and the Chicago Bulls and Blackhawks say they will pay day-of-game employees through the end of their scheduled seasons. The NBA and NHL seasons have been suspended because of the coronavirus pandemic. In a statement attributed to Blackhawks owner Rocky Wirtz and Bulls owner Jerry Reinsdorf, the team say their employees are family and they'll navigate the unprecedented situation together. In football news, the Washington Redskins have placed the franchise tag on three-time Pro Bowl guard Brandon Scherff after the two sides were unable to reach a long-term deal. Scherff could have been among the NFL's highest-paid guards had he gotten to free agency. The 28-year-old dealt with numerous injuries the past two seasons, but's been a force for Washington when healthy. He was named to his third Pro Bowl in 2019 after starting 11 games. Scherff has started all 65 games he's played in since turning pro out of Iowa and being drafted fifth overall by the Redskins 5 years ago. Well, the NFL will have labor peace through at least the 2030 season. Players have approved a new labor agreement with the league that features a 17-game regular schedule, higher salaries, increased roster sizes, and larger pensions for current and former players. That package was accepted by the 32 team owners last month and was initially rejected by the union's executive board by a 6-5 vote. Player representatives voted 17-14 in favor with one abstention. Union members had the final say and approved it by an 1,109 to 959 vote margin. The 17-game schedule won't happen before the 2021 season. The mechanics for an uneven number of games will be worked out in the interim, with the possibility of the extra game being played on neutral sites. Owners are adding two playoff teams, bringing the total to 14, and that will occur this season, with only the top team in each conference getting a wild card bye. Additionally, the league's business season will start as scheduled on Wednesday. However, there was no immediate word on timing and potential format changes for the draft, which is scheduled for Las Vegas from April 23rd through the 25th. That's a look at sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.